Walk around Virginia's capital city and you will see people begging on street corners or sleeping on park benches. And this time of year, says Kelly Kinghorn, people hone in on it. Horn is in charge of Homeward, Richmond's planning office for homeless services.
So on some days, right, we get calls from people who are like, oh, well, nobody is helping these homeless people. I saw a person on the street and no one is doing anything about it.
That, says Horn, couldn't be further from the truth. She heads up a robust network of people and organizations that have helped Richmond reduce homelessness by almost a third in recent years. But people don't know that, so they try to do something. They start a drive at school for warm jackets or serve food from their church basement. Horn says sometimes that can actually make her job more difficult.
You know, we find people under bridges. They're like, no, man, I'm good because I get my basic needs met, right? And we don't ever want someone to not have their needs met, but we want them to know that there's a next step.
That next step is connecting to the system that Horn is in charge of, a system that will help people find permanent housing, continue their education, or get a job. Horn isn't saying she doesn't want people to help. She'll be the first to admit that donations and volunteers are really important. Instead, she's saying that this holiday season, people should think about charity that goes beyond basic needs.
We do something to feel good, and that interaction is more about meeting our own personal needs than meeting the needs of the community. Because honestly, meeting the needs of the community is hard.
To better understand, I visited an organization that Horn says is taking on that long-term commitment called Change the World RVA. They work with homeless youth.
We have students who are what we call unaccompanied youth. So they're usually staying with friends or relatives. Shelters.
Natalie May is the founder of Change the World. I met her and five of the kids she works with, ages 14 to 19.
Three of the students that you met today live in motels. One just got out after living 5 years in a motel.
The day I visited, they were making cookies for a bake sale at May's church. They're going to use the money to buy each other Christmas gifts.
We're making the cookies for a cookie walk so we can pay for our Christmas.
Leo is a junior in high school. On his wish list, new clothes, maybe a Walmart gift card, things he says he would have trouble accepting from just anyone.
Everything has, like, more to it. You know, even if it's something you need, even if it's something essential. I was taught that, you know, if you let people help you, then it's kind of like a burden to them.
Today, Leo is sporting a new pair of glasses. He went out shopping for them yesterday with one of the Change the World volunteers, Jean Marie. I asked him why it wasn't hard to accept that gift.
They do it with, like, smiling faces, and they're just really kind, and it's just really fun. It's nothing like having it be attached to something else.
Does it help that you know the people, too?
Yes, absolutely. See, if Ms. Jean Marie and I didn't go way back in the day, it would be a little harder.
So how best can you help? Don't stop giving, says Kelly Kinghorn of Homeward, but do start connecting. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.